Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ross Kamborowski's here. Ross is founder and CEO of CrowdSpring. He's a former trial attorney. He was once called a super lawyer by the state of Illinois. How about that? And he's our new friend, Ross Kamborowski. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here and talking to your listeners.
Good to have you here. So are you a recovering attorney?
Well, I'm not. I actually enjoyed the practice of law. I was an attorney for 13 years and had terrific colleagues and enjoyed working with clients. But like many entrepreneurs, got bit by a bug to go do something innovative. And I had earlier in my career, in the late 1990s, wanted to go out on my own and start a company, but fortuitously, that proved to be not an especially good time when the bubble collapsed.
Right.
I learned that. I went to a conference and heard a company talking about giving away a free computer as their business model, and I walked away, and that's when I knew this was the wrong time.
Right, exactly. Well, and so... So you started your own business, and you decided to get into the branding business.
So it came by like most ideas that really solve problems. I was leading the redesign of my firm's website. So it was a mid-sized Chicago firm, 100 mm-hmm. attorneys, and so I did what normally businesses do. I looked for a freelancer or an agency that can help us with our branding. I created a request for proposals and interviewed firms and mm-hmm. hired the one that I thought was the best. They did the work, and I was very unhappy with it.
Right.
We paid a lot of money. And so in frustration, I went home and I said, there's got to be a better way for businesses to buy logo design, web design, mm-hmm. print design services. And I stumbled on an idea that became CrowdSpring, a very different business model for design. In the traditional world, you're hiring a freelancer or an agency to create something for you. You're paying them a lot of money, and you'll get one or two options. On CrowdSpring, it works completely differently. You set your budget and explain what you need, and instead of looking at bids and proposals, designers are submitting actual design for you to choose from.
Wow.
So if you're building a brand and you need a logo, you're picking from 100 different logo examples of your brand. It's a very powerful way to buy.
So they're doing the work on the hopes of you liking it enough to buy it from them.
Yes.
So they're actually doing the work in advance of getting the business.
Exactly. And the reality is, in the marketplace, that's always been true. So
that doesn't sound like a great business model for them, though.
Well, it is for some, it's not for others. So if you think about designers that have a lot of business, they don't need to work on spec, much like agencies who have a lot of business don't need to work on spec. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be speculative. But
right. But
for the most part, designers aren't busy 100% of the time. And so agencies, designers,
right. Architects,
many people end up spending a little bit of time marketing. So on CrowdSpring, these designers view these opportunities as marketing. I mean, we pay out millions of dollars a year to designers around the world in payments as a result of this work. Many of them will build up successful businesses with 20, 30, 40 clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so this for them is a marketing opportunity where sometimes
mm-hmm.
they'll win, sometimes they won't, but they'll expand their portfolio and get
so
the
it's
feedback.
So it's part of the prospecting effort as well. And,
exactly.
And also, if you don't use it, they get to keep it, and it's a creative process they don't have to do again for the next somebody else. 2 years from now, somebody may come at them with similar specs, and they can just dig that up again.
Exactly. And it's something actually
it's not
early on.
It's not lost, I guess is what I'm saying.
Not at all. Early on, back in 2006, when I started working on this idea, we actually surveyed designers and asked them about this question, and And in part, they were all interested in finding ways to get more business to help companies with branding, and of course, very interested in protecting their own intellectual property. So this is where my legal background helps. So every project is protected by a customized legal agreement. So you get the intellectual property, full rights to whatever design you're buying at the end of the project when you pick the winning design, and you get all the final files. Mm-hmm. And if the designer isn't selected, they get to retain all of those rights, mm-hmm. and they get to reuse them with other other clients.
Right, right. I could see maybe somebody saying, I like these three. I want all of them, but I want to make my company look like the one in the middle. I just want to own the other two. I don't want my competitors to have access to that.
And that actually is very common. So one of the beautiful things about this model is we were able to remove a lot of the cost. So if you think about traditional design, a business needs a logo or mm-hmm. a website. You're talking about spending thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, and in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars on this kind of branding. CloudSpring projects start at a couple of $100s. So what businesses will do if they like three designs is they'll have three awards. They'll buy all three designs. It'll cost them under $1,000,
uh-huh.
and they'll ask one of the designers to combine the elements.
Ah,
so it's a very effective way
very
to get
smart.
A terrific design.
Right. Do the originators ever work together, ever collaborate?
Sometimes. So we periodically have projects which we call give-back projects. So we work with a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits, but occasionally we'll do free projects for nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
and we try to do this once a month. We'll pick a nonprofit around the world, in the U.S. and in other countries, that's working on a worthy cause, and we'll help them with a logo design, a web design,
good
print materials. And in those projects, designers will often collaborate. So they'll work together. They'll offer each
right.
other's design to try to combine them. And that's a really fun way for us to do something really positive
mm-hmm.
that will help a nonprofit and improve their collaboration skills.
Right, right. So where do you pull your talent from?
We have today over 205,000 designers and,
wow.
and namers. So we also name businesses. That's one of the other core things that
right.
we do from 195 countries. So
do they do jingles and things like that too?
They do taglines
right.
and slogans,
mm-hmm.
not jingles quite yet, although that's something we'll probably do in our future. So 205,000
right.
designers, and we've, from 195 countries, helping clients at this point from over 100 different countries. So anything from logo design, web design,
right.
print design, even product design. So it's
wow.
one of the interesting things.
Hold on to that thought, Ross. I need your website quickly, please.
Crowdspring.com, CrowdSpring.com.
All right, so folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Ross how to go about...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.